views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the Jen Royster Show. One of my favorite topics today, oh yes, and for a lot of the listeners, it's all about communicating with the angels today. Best part of my life is having the angels in my life, and they support me, they guide me, they don't tell me what to do, but they gently lead and, you know, suggest and point things out. And I wanted to go into that a little bit today, because if you're new to, you know, working with your angels or really acknowledging that they are there to help you, they help deliver the messages when you're putting out those prayers and you're asking for assistance. But they won't do it all for you now. You know, you have to be proactive. So sometimes that gets confusing for people, but they're very, very creative in the way they send us messages or try to get our attention. And I think that alone right there is some of the most exciting parts of the journey as you are growing with your connection to divine messages, to your own intuitive style, to just your higher self. And the angels are all there as a support team. And that's what they are to me. So, and I have had that connection my whole life. So I just can't imagine a day without it. They have lifted me in my darkest hours. And I, you know, I'm not going to go into that, but I've certainly had my share of them too. And I know a lot of people are, you know, we all go through things in life. But we can choose to have a strength come out of that and persevere. We can choose when we're going through something tough to see what we can learn from the experience versus, you know, woe is me. And I know that you have to get there. I get that. Or maybe you see somebody that is going through something very trying. You know, how do we help but not get in the way? Things like that. Angels are great for things like this because they know exactly what we need in that moment because they deliver those messages to us and help us. And we have a guardian angel that's always with us. Now, that alone is very comforting. So we do have the lines open. We always have the lines open for you, but we have the lines open if you want to call in. We'll do many angel readings. Please keep it to one question if you come on the air because of the time limits. These are mini readings, you know, freebies, okay? So let's keep that in mind. And also, if you had a question about, you know, the way they're connecting with you, and if you want to share the way they connect with you, this is creative ways they help us. It's a lot of different ways they help us. I mean, a common one you would hear is that you see a lot of white feathers. And I do see feathers. I see a lot of white feathers, but I'll also see different colors of feathers. And it's very specific. And if you study the meaning of the different colors and then the feathers and all of that, you'll get some answers. That's one way, but that might not be the way you're finding a connection. It's not the only way they connect with me either. That's what we're talking about today, how angels find creative ways to help us. And we have email from the email bag that I will answer that question. And that is something that is always there for you. If you are listening to the recorded podcast because you live on the other side of the world or something, you know, you can always send your question to us at radio@jennroyster.com. That's JennRoyster.com. Just simply radio@jennroyster.com. You can send your question for the show there. I'll answer it on the air. We have a lot of exciting things going on. I wanted to mention quickly before we get into this topic. And I purposely put out both sites. We're about ready to switch the site over to a brand new server. We're going to move the domain. You don't have to worry about that. The domain will follow me. But I wanted to mention that I've got both of those links out there, you know, through social media, if you're seeing all those different things right there, because, you know, we're right in the middle of the switch. So I didn't want any problems where you couldn't find something. I wanted to make sure everybody knew where everything was or that you could get to it. And we have exciting things coming up. We're launching several new workshops. One's going to be on crystals, and that one's going to be coming out here very soon, as soon as I get that website switched over. We're going to be live streaming a lot. Oh, yes. We're bringing video to a lot of different things, including the show here. And I can't wait to do that. I just feel like I'll be able to connect with you more. So I just, you know, if you want to follow this, please follow. You can follow my social media pages. I have the pages over on Facebook. Please follow the pages, the like pages, because that's where I'm going to be doing all the activity, not my personal page. If you follow that, I'm encouraging you to switch over to the other because I'm not going to be using that one anymore. I'm just because everything is going to be over on the other. And that's less confusing if we do that. So lots of things happening, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you more in a technology way that enables us to feel like we're all in one room, which I think is great. Now, angels, how do they creatively connect with us? What if we're just not paying attention and we're asking for these signs, these messages? We want to know, you know, how to proceed in life or feeling desperate. Well, one of the biggest things, and I do want to mention that, one of the biggest things that'll trip us up is our own self-doubt. So let's just knock that one right off the table here and just let it be known. Self-doubt will make you second guess everything you thought you just picked up, every bit of it. And then, you know, you'll get that moment of, oh, and then you go, oh, no, I'm probably, you know, dreaming. You'll start to doubt. And you can do that all day long if you want and choose not to connect to that. But why? I want to ask you this. Why are you squashing that little bit of joy you just felt in that moment when you could be feeling it for a whole lot longer, which would raise your frequency, which would bring more positive into your life, which brings more health in the emotions, the mental, even the physical follows that. And then you have more of that experience that you attract in. So logically to me, it makes a whole lot more sense to go with it. Now, you know, when I was, there was a time where I was going through some tough things and I thought, oh, you're just wishful thinking here. Yeah, I was doing it too. But when I actually stopped and I watched and I paid attention and I listened and I received and I went with it, everything just seemed to change in a sudden moment. Everything about what was happening, everything about experiences, you know, very, very positive things started to come in. And they weren't even trying to tell me what to do. They were just letting me know they were there. They were just letting me know I was going to be okay. It was as simple as that. My goodness, that's a loud engine outside the window. I don't know if you can hear that, but somebody's revving it up. And, you know, I want to share that with you. Sometimes it starts off that way. It'll start off very simple where they're just gently nudging you, letting you know that they're there, giving you that little bit of encouragement. But you've got to receive it. You can't reject it. If you you could reject it, but you don't want to. If you're rejecting it or not believing in it, it disconnects it. So they are there. It's just a matter of, are you receiving it? And then you get people that will get mad about that. They go, well, I never seem to get to receive it. Well, that's kind of claiming a belief that you never will. So I would start changing that. And if you're new to this, it feels strange. It really does. It feels very strange to just say something that you don't really believe yet. But that is the thing right there. So I'm going to leave you with that to think about for a moment. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to start diving into some of the different ways, not just the feathers. There's just so many ways that they can be creative to attract our attention and answer our questions and help us. We're talking about angels that find creative ways to help us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we'll be right back after the break.
This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart. Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good.
We're back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you are just joining us for this hour, we are talking about angels that find, or how they find, creative ways to help us. And, you know, I mentioned that, you know, you hear that the feathers will just pop in everywhere, you know, and that is a very good way. You know, you can kind of like look for that, because if what I've experienced with them is that they will use what you will notice. Okay. They will use what you notice. So if you're noticing that, then don't be surprised if they're going to start using that. I mean, that makes sense. They want your attention. They're going to use, you know, a route to do that. They use coins. So do people that we love that have crossed over. And so sometimes they go, how do I know which one it is? Usually it'll be a specific type. It will always be that same type of coin, whether it's always a dime, always a quarter, always a penny. And you'll know whether that's connected one or the other. What are you thinking about? If you're thinking about that loved one in a very deep way, or you've been thinking about it, or you've been, you know, kind of talking to them or something like that, then, and you're noticing a consistency with a type of coin, there you go. It really doesn't have to be any harder than that. We just have to accept that it can be that simple. Yes. But I had an experience where it was an angel, and it was very different. It was a very different coin. And it was wonderful. A dear friend was traveling, and I was concerned if they were okay, you know, driving and things like that. And this friend always found nickels everywhere. Just what, you know, just out of the blue, just nickels, constantly nickels. And really wasn't thinking about it as being a connection to anything. But when I had this vibe that something wasn't right, I asked Michael, please, Michael, could you look in on my friend? And I don't want to get in the way or, you know, be an intrusion. I just, you know, I'm looking to make sure he's okay. And I almost tripped on a nickel in that moment. Yeah. So I knew it was to let me know, yep, he's fine. As soon as I got that, it was the most beautiful chill that just went through my whole body. It was just goosebumpy, you know, and I knew that that's what that was. That angel was letting me know, I heard you, I'm on it, and you don't need to worry, everything's fine. Because sometimes we struggle with, because we can't see everywhere like that physically, is everything okay? But I was feeling something. Come find out later, there was something going on, but nothing as far as a physical risk. So, you know, I was picking up something, but everything turned out okay. But they used a nickel that way. Okay, they used that. And I know that that will be the message for that. You can actually, and I think this is a really great idea. I started working with this myself, because when you work with angels on a daily basis, or you're working with spirit and intuition, you can make your own journal. And I love this. You start working and writing down what your symbols are that work for you, how they show you things. If you're working on your intuitive skills, for example, for me, when I'm picking up an energy about somebody, when I'm doing a reading, like one of the ones that stands out is I'll see stacks of books all around someone if they are about to go into a new study or learn something new or go to school or they need more education. You know, it's going to be about learning and schooling. And they just show me stacks of books all around them. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. I know that when I see that symbol, that's what spirit's leading me to. So the angels do this too. They will use numbers, sequences, you know, numerology is numbers, but they will use numbers as well. And then the more numbers to go combined, you know, and then you'll see that in numerology, because you have a chart you can go and look at. You can, you can see a chart with, okay, one is the beginning of something. And if there's a lot of ones, one, 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 like everybody was talking about seeing all the 11s and the 11-11 and the 1-1-1. Well, if it's more than one of them in a row of the same number, that's increasing the power of that number. The more of them you see in a row, the stronger that message is. And the 11s and the 1s are all about transformation. It's changing. Big new things are coming in. It's the number 1. It's at the beginning of everything brand new. And it means big change, big new beginnings. So every number has something. And numbers are a great way to use as a gauge. Because you can see, if you're seeing them, if you're really noticing, it's always that number. It's always this. It's always that. And if you were to start to study that, you would find that the angels would begin to use that for you. And you would see certain combinations, you know, probably repetitively. You would see that. That's a big one. And that one is not too difficult because you have charts and meanings out there. It's kind of like looking up the meaning of a word. I mean, they will use what's in place. So if that's in place and each number has a meaning or an energy to it, they'll use that to communicate. Why not? You know, why not? You'll see it anywhere. You'll see it all over the place. And I will go into that a little bit more because we have a message from the email bag. And let me go ahead and bring that one in because we're talking about the numbers. This message came in from Beth. And she writes, Dr. Jen, I am going through a trying time right now with a divorce with a manipulative ex. Ooh. I am staying positive and working with the angels, but want to know if the repetitive numbers 7788 and 99 are on license plates every day. Are these signs from my angels letting me know things are going to be okay? Thank you and God bless. Well, thank you for that, Beth. Absolutely. And let me give you a little bit more on those numbers because they're saying, yes, they're supporting you. You are going through a trying time, but they're basically saying, we're right here with you. We're all around you. We travel with you. You keep seeing them on license plates. What is a license plate? That's on the back of something that's moving. It's a travel vehicle, right? They want you to know wherever you go, they're with you. And that one just made me feel warm all over for you. So yes, you're going through a trying time, but the focus needs to be more on the positives for you. Yes, it's a divorce. You describe it as a manipulative ex. I want to bring your focus away from that because you don't want to keep giving power to something that affects you. So, but the sevens, that's positive reinforcement coming your way. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing it. You're doing fine. That's what the sevens were about. The eights, open to receive the abundance that wants to come into your life in all ways, not just financial, but in all ways. So that's good. And the nines, then now that's at the end of the spectrum. So that's kind of like, you know, something's going to end, you know, in a positive way, very positive. But it's time to focus because that part of your life is coming to a close. So I know that that means this whole thing's going to be resolving here. And it's time to work and focus on what you want in your life. What purpose do you want to fill in your life? And so, Beth, please take that as very positive support that you're getting. That's a lot of power numbers you're getting. All three in a row like that and on the license plate, no matter where you go, no matter where you are, they're going to be with you, supporting and protecting you. And continue to stay positive and work with them because they want you to know and validate that to you. Don't start second guessing yourself at this point because another only has power over us if we allow them to. And you can put that protection shield up every day if you need to, twice a day if you need to, till you feel stronger. Personally, I do it pretty regular because why not? It feels really good to know that they've got your back like that. So I wanted to let you know that. And since I was talking about the numbers, I went ahead and brought that message in, and that one came in yesterday, I believe. So thank you, Beth, for writing into the show. And keep your chin up. They've got your back, and you're going to get through this. there is going to be an end in sight. Absolutely. So now we talked about coins. We talked about feathers. We talked about the numbers. How else do they do that? And like I said, so, you know, for Beth, for example, before I go in, I will wait till the next segment to go into that because we're about to go to break. But, you know, if for Beth, for example, you know, keep track of those numbers you're seeing in a journal and how often. And like she was noticing, they're always on a license plate. Okay, that's indication. That tells you, okay, what is that? That's a form of travel, you see? That's how you can learn to see what they're saying to you. But absolutely, they're there. There's so much comfort in that. Absolutely. So we are going to take a short break again. These breaks come so fast. I'm starting to wonder if it's actually time is moving faster sometimes. It really feels like that. When you're enjoying what you do and you love what you do, that's just what it feels like for me, I guess. We're talking about how angels find creative ways to help us, how they find ways to communicate to us and get our attention. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after this short break.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade. Up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
We'll be right back.
We're back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about how angels find creative ways to help us, how they find unique ways to communicate with us so we know that they're with us, answering us, inspiring us, encouraging us, things like that. And we've talked about feathers. We've talked about coins. We've talked about the numbers and how they do that. I'm going to list a few more here for you. And I do encourage you, if this is something that you're really trying to fine tune, keep a journal of what you felt. If you had a hunch, wait a minute, was that something that they were telling me? Write it down. Don't overanalyze it. Just write it down. Write it down without trying to talk yourself out of it or overanalyze it, because sometimes that just gets in the way. So here we go. One of the ones that's very powerful and really hits the memories, the emotions, would be music, a certain specific type of music, a certain song. And, you know, that would connect you to an answer or a feeling or something that you would resonate with. Okay. Now, our loved ones would use songs too, usually something that was a connection with them when they were here. So that's how you can separate that difference out. Angels, the way I've experienced it, and like I said, this is just the way I've experienced it and how I know it, and everybody can have a very unique way of picking this up. But I know the difference between whether it's someone that has passed because I know that song or I connect with that versus an angel, because the song with an angel may be something that I'm not as familiar with or don't have a connection with someone else. But the words, there's certain words to the lyrics of the song that will just pop right out. And that's like all you hear. And it was something you just asked for help on. Okay. You know, there you go. And you're going, oh, wow. And so when you acknowledge it and you notice it, say, thank you. Thank you for that. And if you need to have it validated, just say, I'm pretty sure you just answered me. Is there any way I could get another message? And don't, I'm telling you, you'll get one. And it really won't take that long either. I'm not kidding. Sometimes I'll ask about something and I don't even think the whole day has passed and boom, there it is. There it is. They use a lot of things like that. If you are aware of everything going on around you, or you choose to be more aware and you just start waking up to the little nuances of this and that, you will pick it up. So music's a great way that they will do that. Certain melody will do it. You know, just anything like that. Movies, they'll do it with movies too. And then all of a sudden that one line that actor says is like the answer you, oh, there it is. You know, because it was so specific to what you're asking. And you'll find a consistency. They may use two or three different ways. And you'll see that there's this consistency to the answer that keeps coming through. And all of a sudden, it's like they turn the volume up on that one message and you knew that was what it was. Wow. And everybody else maybe in the room is hearing the same thing, but it didn't change for them. That happens to me a lot. The volume will just change like crazy. It would just change. And we're wide awake. We're conscious. We might be watching a movie together. And then one part of it is just, it just woke up, said the whole thing much louder. But it was something that I was in meditation or in prayer that day for. And I'm like, well, oh, there it is. Look at that. And you just acknowledge it. You say, thank you. And you keep going and you tuck that little gem away, that little precious connection that you had. And the more that you just acknowledge those and receive them and accept them and have gratitude for them, the more they will come through quicker, easier. And it's just, you know, it just happens. Another way is books, magazine articles. You know, you're on the internet and you see something that you were asking about. All of a sudden you're trying to find the answer to something, whether it's a health problem or situation with relationship, whatever it is. And then boom, there's this article that just is all about it, or a book or something like that, even a movie, you know, the song, you never, they will do that. They will use it because it's part of our lives. And yes, they use the internet. I'm going to tell you that right now. They use the internet. I am not talking about when, you know, the advertisers are using that smart intelligence thing where they know what you had in your shopping cart. I'm not talking about that part. You know how you see, like, you were just looking at that, and then over on your social media, it's down the column. It's like, how does that end up there all the time? That's not what I'm talking about. That's different. So I want to make sure we have some realistic views here. I'm talking, you're thinking of something that you want and you haven't put it out there. You haven't typed it into a search engine or anything, but it comes up anyway. Now, smart advertising can't do that. Okay. I'm sorry. They just can't. So you're looking at that. Okay. You're going to see a lot of interesting things come through that way. I've had it happen with like a physical magazine and a physical book. You know, it's like, where did this come from? Why is this here? You know, that kind of thing. I have a lot of interesting things that happen with my dog and my cat. Okay. If you have pets, the animals will pick up on it and they'll help you too. Sometimes it feels like, why do you keep pestering me about that? Well, actually that's not what they're doing. They're trying to nudge you because they're physical and they can nudge you a lot easier. So they will use them. And I love it because one time they needed to talk to me about something. I can't remember what the topic was, but they got me up in the middle of the night. The angels did. They got me up in the middle of the night and they used Emmy, my co-host, my dog, to do it. And she's a sleeper. She sleeps through anything except when UPS drops off a package, as you've heard before in the past. Well, they had her get me up middle of the night. So I'm thinking, oh my goodness, she must have a sick tummy, got to go outside or something. No, she just had to bring me down to the living room area. And then she just wanted us to be down there at 1:30 in the morning, 2:00 in the morning. I'm like, really? What is this all about? And then it happened. And I was wide awake. And you talk about, that was like, wow. You know, it was a very strong message. My entire body was, I had a vibration, but that was because I was receiving some very important stuff. It was probably a couple of years ago, right before all of this big energy started piling in. And I knew that it was coming. It was crazy. So if you're really on a regular basis, you know, connecting, you may find that you have very strong things that happen like that. It wasn't scary. I knew it was very safe because my dog was fine. And she is the most intuitive animal I have ever had. She's incredible. She knows it all. And she's always right. I'm going to tell you, I haven't seen where she's been inaccurate about anything. And she just knew I needed to do this. And once I got down there, she was just like, okay, my job is done. I'm going back to sleep. And so now here I am. So, you know, they do that. They've done that to me not as often, but it's probably been about 3 or 4 times over the last 10 years that's happened. Not with the same animal, but getting me up in the middle of the night. We also have a 16-year-old kitty named Clara that she chimes in and works with them too. It's okay, great. Thank you. But, you know, it's adorable. It's endearing. And when I know that they like it and they're comfortable with it, I know that it's fine. I'm not worried about it. It will also move into nature. When I go over into nature and I'm out there, just that connection, and I ask for it. I go, I am here. I'm ready to hear it. Listen, I'm ready to just connect and listen to what I need to know, what I need to share with others through my work. And it just flows through. I'll almost feel it coming through the path that I'm walking on. Earth is amazing that way. It's, you know, we're antennas that can pick up if we have that intention to do that. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It really, truly is. And I wanted to share all these different ways because there's not one way that they will connect with you. They will connect with you the way that is easiest for you, they will, because they're not about causing disturbance. They're about delivering the message and supporting you. So keep that in mind. So we have to get fear out of the way. We have one more that I want to talk about, and that's how they work with your dreams. But we are going to take that short break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the show with how the angels communicate with us in our dreams. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic. And we're back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And we've been talking about how angels find creative ways to help us during this hour and how they try to attract our attention because they're trying to help us with things that we're asking
assistance in our lives for. So they are always right there. We just have to open up our awareness to pick up on it. Now, one of the last ways, and I've been talking about all kinds of ways here, the last one I want to bring up is how they do that in dreams. And I have had that experience several times, and there's no mistaking it. You know that's what it's going on. You know it's them. And it's very specific and very clear. They will, if you're seeing them in your dreams, you know, because we're in a subconscious state in our dreams, we're a little more receptive to seeing them or experiencing the things that don't seem logical in this world. So it takes that skepticism of our conscious mind out of the way. So you'll experience a lot more in a dream. And even our loved ones will come through in dreams like that. But I've had a few experiences. My show was very inspired. This radio show is very inspired. My show logo with the horse, it looks like Pegasus, you know, that I painted. Or that whole experience with the white horse and everything with Michael, with angels. That was a very specific dream that I had that really got me onto this path and started. And I'll give you that example. I was on a road, and this was several years ago. Several years ago, maybe like 2010, 2011 is what I'm thinking. And it's a long dirt path, just it's like a forest with this path through the middle of it. And I'm standing on this path with a beautiful white horse. This one did not have wings or anything. But this was a beautiful white horse, and Archangel Michael standing right there beside me, big as life. You know it when he's in your dream. He's just so powerful. And he just picks me up like I weigh an ounce and puts me on the back of this horse and says, and gives me his sword. And his sword is what he uses to cut the cords and to protect us and cut away negative. And I kept trying to give him back the sword. And he goes, no, you need to learn how to use it. You're going to need it where you're going. That dream really stuck with me. And I'll never forget that dream. And as I was processing it, I knew I was on a journey and it was getting ready to go into a very interesting, transformative time. And I can tell you now, after several years, it absolutely has done that. Wow. All I can do is say, wow. And that wasn't just a dream. That was a visit. They actually knock on my dream. I call it my dream door. I've had them knock. A doorbell. I've heard a doorbell. I've heard a knock. I've heard both. And I'll hear a doorbell or a knock, like a front door. And then I'm like, yes. And it's like I answer it. And they actually are very polite. They ask for permission to come into your dream state so they can, you know, deliver some information to you. I've had that happen too. And I just thought that they're so polite. Wow. And then I've had Michael just flat out jump right in front of me, because he works as a guardian angel a lot for me as well. And, you know, it's like, no, not that way. Don't go that way. I mean, he's being very, very clear. Like, you're not going to really want to do that. Doesn't make me, but he's very stern with me at times. Not frightening, but just very clear. Like, okay, I guess I wasn't getting that one. So he gets a little bit more pronounced with it. And I mean, just blocks my path. I can't go that way. It's like, what are you doing? Not this way. We're suggesting over there that way, you know, and that's what they'll do. And usually it comes into my dreams. I can tell you from my experience, it'll come through that way in my dreams when it usually happens when I'm super busy and I might not be quite catching the gentle things in the conscious state, like during the waking hours of the day. It's like, no, you really need this one. You really need it, because I'm asking for it. I'm asking them to watch over me, protect me. And so I've asked for that protection. And so he does that. And I can't be any more grateful every day than I am. And it's like, I just want to say thank you to him so much for watching my back and just saying, hey, whoa, Nelly, you need to slow down there for a minute. You know, and he does. He's just very clear. And that's one experience that I can share with you. I've had several. I've had so many experiences. And I cherish every one of them. And what I want to say to you before we leave this show is, don't be afraid to just explore how they are connecting with you, because we're asking for that help. You might be going through something tough, but there's nothing better than the encouragement and support of angels during tough, challenging times. They will ride that storm out with you all the way through and ride out the other side of it. And after I've gone through a few, I don't want them to leave just because everything's going great. Now I just enjoy the good times with them too. It's like the for better or for worse thing, you know? And you can do that too. Because when you have that daily connection, things just, even when it goes crazy and things happen, it just isn't so bad. You know, you see that you've gotten stronger. You see that you can get through just about anything because you have this unlimited divine strength behind you and in your corner. And that's what they can do for you. So with that, I just want to say thank you for listening today. Definitely reach out over on the website or radio at jenroyster.com. Go over and check out what we got going on, because in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be rolling out lots of new launches. And new workshops and all kinds of wonderful things. And I've been very excited about it. We've been working really hard here, putting a lot of hours in, getting the site moved over. We've been working hard on the equipment we need for the live streaming that we want to do. So we've been investing a lot so we can bring you more. And if you want to stay up on it, please go get on the newsletter, join the newsletter. We put it out once a week because that's where I'm putting all the updates out. And, you know, that's where I'll put out some special rates for the subscribers, and you'll be in the loop as to when everything comes out. Again, I want to say thank you very much for listening. And as always, know the angels are always in your corner. They are right there. You have a guardian angel that is with you for life. You are never alone. You're never alone, ever. There's just no reason to be afraid when you know you have angels by your side. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you here next time on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.